hearing is subdivision 2007-7, Tuong Ti Kwan.
This is an application to consider the subdivision of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district in Broad Creek 100, Sussex County, dividing 20 and one quarter acres into 18 lots located north of Road 78, 800 feet west of Road 490A. I would ask Mr. Abbott if he has any additional comments or since the TAC review comments were received.
Mr. Chairman, the TAC review of July 18th, 2007 will be made a part of the record. The applicant submitted an exhibit booklet on August 29th of this year. Each commission member has received a copy of that booklet. That'll also be a part of the record. And on September 14th of 2007, we received a letter of no objection from DelDOT for the entrance location. So I'll have, unless you have any questions.
All right, sir, we thank you. Okay, is there anyone representing this application this evening? I believe there is.
Good evening. My name is John Murray. I'm a project manager with Kircher Engineering. Stand before you this evening representing Mr. Tuong Kwan and his application for proposed 18-unit residential development, which would be known as Kew Garden. The proposed development is located on Woodland Ferry Road. It's actually about a quarter mile from Woodland Ferry itself. The property is 20.25 acres in size. And as mentioned, there are 18 single-family homes proposed. All of those units would be, or lots, would be a minimum three-quarter acres in size. Each lot would utilize individual lot wells for water service and individual lot septics for wastewater treatment. You'll see in your exhibit book a copy of the soil feasibility study that was completed by Coastal Soil Consultants. That's in Appendix 4 of your booklet. And you'll also see right behind that in Appendix 5, there's a copy of the Denerec feasibility approval statement dated May 18, 2007. The development of the property is situated on a parcel which is somewhat sparsely vegetated now. You can see on your plan the location, the survey location of what's called a woods line. If you look at the aerial that was also included in Appendix 2, and if you visit the site more specifically, you can see that the majority of the vegetation that's on the site now is actually mostly shrub, vine-type vegetation. It's that way because Mr. Kwan himself, who's owned this property since 1989, once farmed on this land or made an attempt to farm on this land, and it was found that the soils on the site were quite a bit too sandy to make farming the property economically feasible. So there is some moderately aged vegetation that's on the north side of the property towards the back, and that vegetation would be only selectively cleared for the placement of homes and septic systems. I did want to note on the plan one thing in particular. You'll notice on the southeast corner of the property, there's 1.71 acres, which are the residual lands of Mr. Kwan. I'd like to be noted that Mr. Kwan has lived at that location since 1989. And if the application is acted upon favorably, if Kew Garden is established, Mr. Kwan will continue to maintain his residence at this location. If you read through the proposed covenants and restrictions that are in the booklet under appendix number 2, you'll see that there's quite a few things in there regarding limitations on the development. One of them in particular, which is in regards to the preservation of open space, is that if anyone were to place any fence on their property, that it could be no higher than 3 feet, which is much lower than what you would see, I would think, in most standard residential homes where you might see a fence of around 4 feet. Mr. Kwan has made it clear that he is intimately wanting to be involved with the potential development of this property if the application is acted upon favorably. So I just wanted that to be noted that he does live right next door, as opposed to most developments where a developer may purchase a property development and not live anywhere close to it. He is intimately wanting to be involved with what's going to go on in this area. There will be a series of street lights that would be established in the community. There would be a bus stop easement provided at the proposed entrance. You can see that the parcel located to the west of the entrance, the ownership is still Mr. Kwan's. That property is not developed. And Mr. Kwan would be providing an easement for the location of a bus stop. It should also be noted that as of late, of course, the Planning Commission has shown a great interest, of course, in the establishment of walking paths throughout the subdivision. Mr. Kwan is proposing that the frontage of all lots would have a 10-foot wide access easement on which we would establish a 5-foot wide multi-surface hot mix sidewalk, which would meander throughout the community, used for interconnectivity. I'd also like to note that in Appendix 5 of your booklet, you'll also see that DLDOT has issued, as was stated, a letter of no objection for this project. In the covenants and restrictions, you'll see that the homes for the community, for a single-family home, the minimum square footage is 1,800 square feet. For a one-and-a-half-story home, it'd be 2,000 square feet, and for a two-story home, it'd be 2,200 square feet. Although it does not specifically say in the preliminary covenants and restrictions, all homes which would be established on the property would be stick-built on site. There would be no modular homes. There would be no manufactured homes in this community. Another thing we'd like to make clear, there was a response to Mr. Robertson's comments regarding the review of the covenants and restrictions. Things that had to be changed, it is a draft copy, but it does state that the streets would be maintained by the state. The road standards that would be adhered to for the community would be to the county standard for the roads, and they would be privately maintained by a homeowners association. That's something that was not touched upon in the covenants and restrictions, but a homeowners association would be established for the maintenance of the roadways and also for the maintenance of the stormwater management area and the buffer, which is located on the western side of the property, adjacent to the lands of George, Edward, and Patricia Littleton. And that buffer is adjacent to the only parcel adjacent to the proposed development that is actively being used for agricultural purposes. On the eastern side, that is an active poultry farm. So the adequate buffer has been provided. You can see on the aerial that's been provided to you, also in Appendix 2, that there are several other residential developments within the vicinity of this project. Layton's Riviera isn't quite that good of an example. It's a community of modular homes, or single-wide homes, not truly representative of the type of product that would be established in this community. Patty Cannon Estates and Cypress Point, although they are established residential communities, they are more of a traditional rancher style, and that's not something that Mr. Kwan is looking to have developed in this community. And Old Mill, which is located also about a mile away. That is all that I have for you. If you have any questions, I'm here to answer any questions.
All right, sir. We'll see if we have any. We'll start with Mr. Gordy.
What type of septics are you looking at? All standard or?
They're not. Well, the soils go from, if you look in the feasibility statement, we had one band of soils that was down in this area. That was actually sand mounds. The rest of that, gravity systems, full depth gravity systems, carving in an area through here. And then we have a series of LPP systems, and then that one band sand mounds, but we have, because of the size of the lots, we have the availability of not having to place any sand mounds in the community.
And I believe I read something that are you having individual wells, or are you going to be serviced by?
There'd be individual wells.
There's no tidewater or anything like that?
Not at this location. I would think it would be more viable to get infrastructure of that type through there if mm-hmm. there were to be some sort of roadway that was actually constructed over Woodland Ferry rather than having the ferry itself.
You say you want to have street lights?
Yes.
Any wetlands on?
No. Actually, and that's one thing I did forget to touch on, is that Coastal Soil Consultants aside from doing the septic feasibility, also investigated the site for state and federal wetlands, and has found that none were located on the property.
Along the, I guess, the east side, I guess, you've got some large lots there, large, 9, 10, 15, 16. What's your, the area between the lots there as far as your proposed lots and the existing lots?
You're talking about on the east side of the property adjacent to the existing residences? Uh-huh. There was not a buffer provided in that location. As was mentioned earlier this evening with another application, no, since the time this original application was made, which was in 2006, more current buffer standards have been adopted regarding placing buffers between around the entirety of the subdivision. At the time the application was made, the time the plan was prepared, we interpreted the buffer placement as to adjacent agricultural lands, so that's why it's shown where it is now. So with the exception of the existing setbacks that you have, which could maintain wooded, and we could create an easement in that area along the back of the lot to remain wooded. The 25 feet, mm-hmm. There's no planned buffer in that area that's separate from the lots themselves.
What I'm trying to address is that those lots are more than 3/4 acres, and you could probably abide by that and make the buffer larger.
I would think it would definitely be possible. Yes.
It'd be a good neighbor, because you got neighbors all along there.
And right, and that is something that Mr. Kwan again is interested in. I mean, he's owned this property since 1989. Mm-hmm. Again, he lives out there. He's lived there since '89, and he's going to continue to live there. So,
that's an option there. You could make the lot a little bit smaller and have a buffer along that way.
I do think that would definitely be possible.
And does the deed restrictions address the agricultural notice?
The deed restrictions don't. The agricultural protection notice has been placed on the record plan or the preliminary record plan. It was noted by Mr. Robertson that it would have to be placed in the covenant, the final draft covenants and restrictions that would be recorded. But reading through the draft that was prepared is not in there, and that is noted by Mr. Robertson.
Okay. How about a hunting notice? I'm not sure there's hunting it that way. Is that be willing to put something in there? Address that?
I don't think that they would object to doing so. I mean, really, the only opportunity for hunting in the area would be to the north side of the property in the established woods, and I don't think that they would object to placing a hunting notice within the deed restrictions.
Mr. Weed, that's all the questions I have right now.
All right, sir. Mr. Smith?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Murray, the previous public hearing this night, the applicant had talked about a lot of landscaping that they were going to do. And I know this is not that public hearing, but could you give me and perhaps the other people present an idea of what sort of site work will be done on this? Are you going to lose a significant amount of the forest that is there?
I would say a significant amount of the forest. Again, if you visit the site and actually take a look at the vegetation that's there, a good chunk of it is not actual, although the survey shows a woods line, it's truly just a vegetated line. But the majority of the vegetation on the property is, I think, what you would call relatively undesirable. And it's basically because the property at one time was somewhat cleared and was farmed and was being used for that and was allowed to be overgrown because the cost of maintaining the crop was there was way too high. So, of course, a landscaping plan would be provided per the county's regulations for the landscape buffers. If you read through the covenants and restrictions that are in here, it specifically addresses landscaping and that the homeowners association needs to review and approve any individual lot landscaping that's going to be on the properties. So with the exception of, you know, the buffer areas that we provided in the landscaping plan that would have to be provided for that, there's no true plan for the lots themselves, but the developer is interested in just selectively clearing trees. And again, there's a band in the back of the property. If you look at where Ryan Kwan Road is, the proposed Ryan Kwan Road, there is a band of trees along the back here that weren't clear cut, that were preserved, and that could be only selectively cleared for the homes and for the septic systems. And Mr. Kwan is definitely interested in being integrally involved in what clearing takes place.
Did I read correctly in here that there would be some reforestation, some replanting?
Yes. There was mention in the plan considerations that we proposed for the Chapter 99-9C compliance that what trees would be removed. And what's proposed by Mr. Kwan is that in the final comments restrictions, there be notice placed that something similar to what some municipalities in the county do is establish a tree replacement ordinance for trees that are over a certain size diameter. That diameter size hasn't been determined yet. What's been kicked around so far is 6 inches, but that for every tree removed greater than 6 inches in diameter, that another tree would be planted on the lot in its place. So that is something that they're very interested in putting in their final draft covenants and restrictions.
And the entrance road coming off the county road and running back to the Lot 6 area, is there any effort or any thought of maybe some type of traffic calming device there? That looks like that could become a sort of a straight drag strip type.
It is something we've discussed, and more importantly so, just because when we went through the process of obtaining the letter of no objection from DLDOT, we had to provide what you see as the interconnection off of Martha Kwan Road to the north of the parcel for a possible future interconnection. Until that time, quite frankly, there was never any thought put into it, but it is something that's been discussed and something that we could easily put out on the property at the time that the roadways are being paved. That is something that was brought up that was a concern by Mr. Kwan, was anyone speeding down that road. So speed bumps of a particular type would most certainly be used as some type of suppression for speeding.
Would a traffic circle help?
I mean, I guess you could look at it, you know, two ways. I mean, either one of those practices I would think would be practical for slowing down traffic. I mean, a traffic circle most certainly, because of someone, the threat of, you know, quite more damaging your property by barreling through a circle versus just barreling over a speed bump. But because of the size of the development, I mean, we don't anticipate as much traffic as what we might experience with some of the larger developments in the area, like Layton's Riviera or the Paddy Cannon Estates. So we would think that speed bumps would probably be more than sufficient to slow to traffic calm.
No other question.
All right, sir. Thank you. Mr. Jones.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. In reviewing the TAC comments, there was a reference to the possibility of Delmarva fox squirrel. Has that survey been done?
It has not been done yet. And it's something that we noted in the 99-9C compliance, which we are more than willing to, if the project has a preliminary approval, it's acted upon favorably. We have no objection to, at the time of final, having a condition placed that we would provide information saying that the investigation's been done. They did specifically make mention that there's a property to the south of this where a fox squirrel habitat had been found. And there was an area up to the north, on the north side of the branch, where it had been found, and there was interest in surveying the property, but that survey has not been done at this time.
I have no further questions.
All right, sir. Mr. Bergman.
Yes, you mentioned that and it wasn't in the book, that there would be a 10-foot easement for a hot mix sidewalk of some kind of meandering. Is that on both sides?
Yes, it wouldn't be meandering. It would just be, well, I say meander, but it would basically follow the alignment of the roadway. And it would be a 10-foot wide easement in the front of every lot for basically the establishment of the walkway.
That would be put in on essentially both sides of the road, so you go down the cul-de-sac.
Yes.
Around.
Yes.
No further questions. All right, sir. Mr. Light?
No question.
Mr. Counts?
Just one. This is sites within 100% of the site is within excellent recharge area. Do you plan on doing anything special to?
Well, the stormwater management for the community would be infiltration. So, I mean, in terms of the collection of the rainwater runoff from any storm event, it would be collected. It would be infiltrated. I mean, we've already seen with the results of our feasibility study that the soils on the site, with the exception of the band that was mentioned on that southwest corner, are all exceptionally sandy and have rapid infiltration rates. So there would be, the stormwater management structure would be an infiltration structure to aid with the recharge.
My only question. Thank you.
Mr. Abbott?
No questions.
Council? All right, then. We thank you, sir. Don't go too far away. We'll see if anybody here has an interest in your application.
Thank you.
Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of subdivision 2007 Tong T. Kwan? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to subdivision 2007-7? Anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to spend the rest of your Thursday evening with us to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.